This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Action and comedy at the Cineplex this weekend, or we hope so anyway. Here to tell us about what the critics are saying of the new movies is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Two powerhouse actors, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, team up for the first time since 1995's crime saga Heat. This time around, they both play cops hot on the trail of a serial killer who seems to be targeting criminals in the drama Righteous Kill.
What, you don't believe in miracles?
When you pick up a check one day, then I'll believe in miracles.
Let's go. I'm buying.
Yeah, that's a miracle I want to see.
Most of the critics say the real crime here is that these great actors agreed to be in this mess. The Philadelphia Inquirer shrugs, a twisty, turny, and ultimately silly thriller. Variety yawns, groaningly predictable and needlessly convoluted. And USA Today warns, an overwrought thriller that feels like a second-rate episode of Law and Order. The Coen brothers' first film, since their Oscar-winning No Country for Old Men, is a return to their comedy roots with Burn After Reading. Frances McDormand and Brad Pitt play two dim health club workers who find a computer disk in one of the gym lockers. Once they realize it's full of CIA secrets, they try and blackmail the spy. John Malkovich and George Clooney also star.
I'm comfortable with this.
I was just lying there.
You should put up a note in the ladies' locker room.
Put up a note?
Hello? Did anybody lose their secret CIA stuff?
I don't think so.
The critics are split, but those that embrace the film's silliness really like it. Newsweek chuckles, it feels as if everyone involved is having a high old time and their enthusiasm is contagious. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer cheers, put together with such perfection that you can't help but be won over. But New York Magazine complains, a little tired, the first Coen Brothers picture on autopilot. And with women moviegoers turning Sex and the City and Mamma Mia into recent smash hits, there's hope that women will go see The Women, a remake of a classic 1939 comedy. This time, Meg Ryan, Annette Bening, and Jada Pinkett Smith head up the all-female cast about a group of friends dealing with careers, lovers, and infidelity.
This is in the vault, right? Stephen is having an affair.
Oh my God!
Get out of here.
He's fooling around with some woman who works behind the perfume counter.
The spritzer girl?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Men and women critics don't seem to like The Women. Even though the Chicago Sun-Times finds it well-crafted, well-written, and well-acted, the majority agree with The Village Voice, which snaps hopelessly tame and muddled, and The Onion, which offers the original was a tart dipped in acid, this one's a biscuit sprinkled with Splenda. And by the way, we want to put to rest the rumor that at one time, every member of the cast of The Women was approached by John McCain to be his running mate. Now, yes, it's true, Meg Ryan has met more foreign heads of state, but come on, she's clearly not qualified.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer voting in Los Angeles.